Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed, and we continue on Chav Tes Mabez by the Mishnah, but right before the Mishnah, we left off. The last piece of Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Maseches Kelayim, where the Gemara quoted that the Mishnah says, relating to people who used to sell clothing, the Mishnah says that the sellers are allowed to model their clothing and put them all on together, even though some of them might be Kelayim with each other, as long as they don't have kavana to protect themselves from the sun in the heat and from the rain in the rainy season. So the Rishonim here ask, how are they allowed to do this? Or the Gemara related this to the sugya of Davar Sheni Miskaven. As long as you don't have kavana, it's okay. This isn't Davar Sheni Miskaven, asked the Rishonim. This is Psik Reisha. It's vaday gonna happen. So it's not, there's nothing to talk about. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree that this is Asur Mida Oraisa. So why should this case be different? Stosis already says, it must be a case where it's not a psik resha. It must be he's wearing other clothes. And even without these extra kilayim clothes, he is protected. So it's not kilayim that he's getting benefit from these clothes. Part of the isser of kilayim is the hana'as levisha. The hana that you get from wearing it. So, if you're not getting any hana, because you have other clothes underneath, so therefore, it's not kilayim. Tosfos has to say that, because it's impossible otherwise. That's Tosfos. If you look in the other Rishon, and they have other answers. Maybe there's a chiddush in the Ramban and the Ran both say, maybe there's a chiddush in kilayim. Part of the isra of kilayim is the kavana involved. And the direct, where's the Ramban? Right out of the Rashba quotes it here. Maybe it's the I brought it yesterday. Maybe it's the kavana involved, and therefore would be less of a problem. The Ran in Maseches Chulin, which is discussed by many Achronim, holds there's no psik resha by Yisurei Hana'a. That's the Ran, Maseches Chulin, Daf Lamed Beis, and off in the Daf Arif. There's no psik resha by Yisurei Hana'a, only by Isur Malachis and Isur Achila maybe, but no, not by Yisurei Hana'a. Why? What's the svar? Why shouldn't you say there's a psik resha by Yisurei Hana'a? So Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shar Yosher in Shar Gimel discusses maybe it goes to the root of why one is chayav for psik resha in the first place. Psik resha, right? I drag a bench across a very heavy bench across a very soft field. So it's vaday going to make a hole. That's an isur daraisa. If it's a safeg, then that's mutter. It's a davar sheni miskaved. But if it's vaday going to make a hole, so then I'm chayav. Why am I chayav? I didn't have kavanah to make the hole. I didn't have kavana. I chopped off the head of the chicken. I didn't have kavana to kill the chicken. Right? But it's a psik resha. Why am I chayef? So there are two understandings given by the Achronim. Either because, come on, if it's vaday gonna happen, then it's as if you had kavana. It's ki'ilu is kaven. I know you didn't have kavana, but if it's vaday going to happen, then it's as if you had kavana. That's it. If you're gonna open the window and you want to get air and you have a candle right by the window, it's vaday gonna go out. It's as if you had kavana to put out the candle. Psik resha. Or do I say, no, you didn't have kavana. You didn't have kavana for it, but we're allowed to view the two things as connected, as combined. I only had kavana for act A. But act A, result A and result B can be looked at as a one combined halakhic act. So therefore, even if I didn't have kavana for the entire act, as long as I have kavana for part A, that's good enough to be mechayiv me for part B. Even though it's not as if I had kavana for part B. So there are a number of nafkaminas related to this. What about psik resha delo nichalei, as has come up. But says the Shimon Shkop, he says, maybe that's what you have to say for the Ran. Says the Rapizei Yishlomar, the shiny inyan hishtamshus mishar pulos asuros, the kola pulos sheikri sura machbas ha-maisa, molba ze hachraz das shal b'nei adam, lahakshash shema maisa, sheite nikris al shem zeh. Most of the time, you can say it's as if you had kavana. So by most isurim, it's as if you had kavana. So that works. But if you say by it's an isur hana, by hana the ikur is in the kavana. The ikur is the hashtamshus and the pleasure that you got from it. So it doesn't matter whether it's as if you had kavana or not. Wouldn't be mechayev you. And therefore, that's what the Ran would say. There's no isur hana because kavana is not the ikur when it comes to hana and hishtamshus. Of a pulot shem hishtamshus shel isuri hana sheikar isur baze kabbalas hatoelas laatzmo shel ose ein das bnei adam mo baze v'davar tali bo baatzmo. If he had kavana for the hishtamshus or not. This is Shibichkab. Rabbi Chanan also talks about this. Two svaras of psik resha in Kovachir Miksubis. Okay, there's a lot to talk about in psik resha. Hopefully we'll get back to it later in the Masechta. Good, says the Mishnah. We have a lot of Yesodos today. So we just spoke about Davar Sheni Miskaven, psik resha. Melacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa is coming up right now. Plus a number of stories. Hamachabes and Rebbe Bnei Shu, Monsieur Rebbe Bnei Nachrim. Somebody puts out a flame on Shabbos because he's worried about Nachrim. What do you mean he's worried about Nachrim? He's worried about the non-Jews. So Rashi quotes Nachrim. First Rashi on the Mishnah. Could go Parsiim, the Persians. Shahayavahem Yom Chag, Shein Menichin Or, El Beis Avodas Elilim Shalahem. There was a holiday that they had that they did not allow any candles lit except for in their houses of worship. That's it. That was the only time that they allowed candles outside of their house. Interesting, this is the second time in the Masechta that we have such a thing. Where's the first time? We had this back on, in the Hanukkah Gemaras. Daf Chafal from Abayis. Remember the Gemara said, Ubeya Sakana, they started lighting inside. What Sakana? So Rashi there says, same exact thing. Shahaya Lahem Laparsiim Chok Biyom Eidam. Shalayaviru Nera Bebeis Avodazar Shalahem. That was the Sakana. It wasn't Sakana's Tafashas. Nothing to talk about. But it was Sakana that they didn't light. So Chafal from Abayis and Chaftes from Abayis. Right? Same issue of Sakana. So if somebody puts out a candle because they're worried, Umipnei Listim, or they don't want robbers to see that they're there, Mipnei Ruach Ra'a. What does Ruach Ra mean? Some type of depressed state that a person feels a little better when it's dark. They can see, so then it's worse. So when it's a depressed state, Rashi Haba'a Olav Ukasheino Roe Noachlo. It's a little less upset when he can't see. Mipnei Achola Sheishan, or a chol is sleeping. You want to turn off the light for him. All these cases, you're putting off the light. Not for the ultimate reason of putting off the light. Putting off the light because for a different reason. So Potter, one is Potter in that case. Why? We'll see. Kechas al aner, kechas al hashemen, kechas al apsila chayiv. If somebody, though, cares about the candle or the oil or the wick, that's why you put out the flame, because you want to save the fire, you want to save the oil, you want to save something about it. So chayiv, that is iniser de oraisa. Again, tonight is the second Friday night within the Perek of Amalekin, as we're learning. So we have to try to have proper kavana, at least during these 2 weeks, every 7.5 years, as we learn about Amalekin, to be able to focus on what we're saying. So, says the Mishnah, but if you care about the focus on the Ne'er and the Shemen, then you're Chayef. Why? So we'll see, that will be Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Pota Bechul, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, even in the latter case, one is Pater, is only an Issa to Rabbanan at most, Chutz Betapsila, except for the case where you want to save the wick, because that's creating a coal, a burned item, which then can be used for the afterwards. As we spoke about yesterday, you light it in order to light it for afterwards, and therefore that would be, as we'll see, a melacha hatsricha legufa according to all. Says the Gemara. Midiktani, by the way, I was thinking about it, and also somebody, I got a couple of notes about it. Yesterday we spoke about muksa. There might be a difference between muksa of Yantif and muksa of Shabbos. Looks of Yantif, we might even be more machmir. More in the beginning of Bezekas Beit to discuss this. So we spoke about Rabbi Yehuda in the Shulchan Aruch yesterday. That was talking about Muksav Yantif. Muksav Shabbos, we focus on, we could hold like Rabbi Shimon, while Yantif Rabbi Yehuda. So I thank a number of you for that comment. Midik Tani Seifa Chayiv, from the fact that the Seifa says Chayiv. What's the Seifa? The Seifa here means the second half of the first line of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that if you're kachas, you care about the Ner, Shemen, and Psila, you're chayiv, shvamina Rabbi Yehuda. That sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda? So we had this once before in the Masechta. Malacha shein etzricha legufa. What is a malacha shein etzricha legufa? Various different opinions of the Rishonim. The two major opinions are Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds, and explained by other Rishonim, what is a malacha shein etzricha legufa? A malacha that's done preventative. It's not because you ultimately want the purpose of this act that you're doing. You're preventing something. I bring a mace out of my house, not because I want it outside my house, but I don't want my house to be tamei, or I don't want my house to start smelling. I kill a snake, not because I want it trapped and I want it dead, but I don't want it to bite me. Right? All these are preventative type of actions. That, according to Rashi, is a malacha she'en etzricha legufa. That's Rashi. According to Tosfos. Tosfos, though, it's probably more popular opinion. Tosfos later on, in the big Tosfos on the Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, Malacha Hashem Esvicha Legufa, a malacha that's done for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they brought things out because they wanted it out. They didn't want it, not because they didn't want it inside. They trapped things because they wanted to trap the item, not because they wanted to prevent it from hurting. So there's all different reasons why they dig holes in the Mishkan. Did they dig the hole because they want the dirt or because they want the hole? Again, all of the cases of Malach Shehen Etzricha Legufa throughout Shas, Rashi has to work out according to his opinion. Tells us to work out according to his opinion. Gozes, the Gemara later on, talks about biting your nails on Shabbos. Or let's say you even use a Clippers. Using a Clippers on Shabbos. So is that a Malacha D'Oraisa or a Malacha D'Rabbanan? So Bali Tosfos say Malacha D'Rabbanan. Because why'd they do gozes in the Mishkan? Because you wanted what was shorn. You wanted the wool. You're cutting your nails because you just want your nails off. So that's why it is a Malacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufa. According to Rashi, there's nothing preventative there. That's why Rashi doesn't limit it over there. The Gemara talks about cutting one's nails. It could be that according to Rashi, you're not doing anything preventative. It is a tikkun. It's a constructive act. You're fixing, you're making your nails beautiful. So it could be a malacha d'oraisa for cutting your nails on Shabbos. So it could be, that's, again, we have this machlokas a number of times throughout Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Beitza and elsewhere. So here too, why did they put out fire in the Mishkan? They didn't put it out because they didn't want the fire. They put it out to create the coals, to create the burned, charred item that they were then going to use. So Rabbi Yehuda holds malacha she'ein tzrich l'guf eschayv anyway. Doesn't matter. If you're doing it for a different purpose or for a preventative. Rabbi Yehuda holds your chayiv anyway. Rabbi Shimon holds your pater. We usually hold like Rabbi Shimon, except the Rambam. The Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But this is a chamor, even according to what we hold, that if it is a derabanan, we hold it is a chamor iser derabanan because of the Rambam Shita, who holds that it is still an iser daraisa. So, with that background again, mitiktani seif achayiv, from the fact that the second line of the Mishnah says that I'm chayiv if I do it for ner shemen emsila, so that chashmami na Rabbi Yehuda, because I'm not doing it for the ultimate purpose that was done in the Mishkan, let's say according to Tosfos of Pshat. Or Rashi says on the second line, ein tzarech legufo elo tzarech davar acher. Shelo tadak apsila. I just want to save the wick. I'm not creating anything. I'm preventing the wick from getting destroyed, according to Rashi. So either way, it's a malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. So sounds like the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Reisha b'maya sikna. What about the first line then? The first line that says you're putter. So what are we talking about within Rabbi Yehuda's shita? If it's talking about al chola whose life right is in danger, mutter mi b'ayle. What do you mean putter? It's mutter. Putter means asa d'rabanan. And if it's a chola that is not sick, in that category of chola, chayiv chatas mi b'ayle. So that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be chayiv achatas, because you never have to do it. So Imanav Shach, why does the first line, if it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, hold pater? Says the Gemara, la'olam b'chola sheyesh bo sakana. Really, it is a chola sheyesh bo sakana, that's what we're talking about in the Mishnah, ubedinu delisni mutter. And really, it should say mutter in the Mishnah. V'aydi debay levisti seifa chayiv, since the seifa is going to tell me chayiv, so tana reish nami reisha pater. So the language used in the Mishnah is just one step up. We know the three different Lashonas used in Hilchos Shabbos, Mutter, Pater, Chayiv. So once it says Chayiv in the last line, so as a contrast it says Pater. But really it means Mutter also. Ask the Ritfas, then what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? But for a Chol, Sheish, Bo, Sakana, you do whatever you want, so we know that. We know that from elsewhere. So the Ritfas has an important Lashon. The Ritfas says that even if you're not sure whether this will help the Chol, Sheish, Bo, Sakana, this isn't like a refuah. This isn't saving his life, but it's an act, yeah, sure, putting off the light. So this isn't directly connected to saving his life, still mutter. That's the chiddush. Even though not directly, turning off the light, somebody might say, moving the hospital bed. Rabbi Azoy, what, he's going to sleep a little better? That's a chol sheish po sakana? Yeah, it's mutter on Shabbos. Why is it mutter on Shabbos? Because we're dealing with a chol sheish po sakana. And there's flexibility, that's the ritva right here. Good. But so we showed him say, the Pirush Mishnayos right here in the Rambam says, maybe this only applies if you can't move the fire out, because that's just a violation of Muksa. We'd rather violate Muksa, which is a Chum or Issa D'Rabbanan, than to extinguish the candle, which is a Chashav D'Araisa. So, again, it could be that this case is only where you couldn't move the candle out. Continuing, V'hatatani Rabbi Oshia im b'shvil achol sheyishan lo yechabev im kiba pater aval aser. We have another brisa that says, mamish durabanan aser. So, ahiv achol sheyim bo sakana Rabbi Shimini. That's achol sheyim bo sakana, and it is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. We mentioned various times in the past, we'll come to it again, when we talk about it on Daf Nun Gimel, where we talk about the gzera of shechika samamanim, the gzera of taking medicine on Shabbos, that discuss four categories of cholim on Shabbos. Chola sheyesh bo sakana, the most chomer type of chola, chola whose life is in danger, or a chola whose life could become in danger if I don't act. And for that, we hold everything's mutter. A Jew could do a daraisa. Everything is mutter for category one. Right, if you could do something with a shinui, so then we try to be a little more flexible. But everything's mutter maker I did. That's chola sheyesh bo sakana. The line under that, the category under that is a chola she'ein bo sakana. A chola whose life is not in danger. And even if he doesn't get this medicine, his life is not in danger. But he's a sick person. It's also a chol hashem basakana. What is it called? How do you define a chol hashem basakana? So it's always hard to define exactly what the line is. But if a person can't be at the Shabbos table, person has the flu, person has such a terrible cough that they have to lie down, right? They can't be at the Shabbos table, not being a martyr. They're just normal people, will not be at the Shabbos table, now they'll be in bed. That's a chol hashem basakana. A chol hashem basakana is a Jew can't do a daraisa, but a Jew could do a drabanan. So for that, a Jew could take medicine. Taking medicine is a drabanan. So for that category, once a person cannot stay at the Shabbos, they have such a bad headache that they can't sit normally. It's such a bad toothache, whatever it may be. So in that situation, one could take medicine because a Jew is allowed to do a drabanan. And it could even be that a guy could do a daraisa, we paskin, certain daraisas, because that's one category down. The next categories down are less. Chola b'miksas, mechush ba'alma. There are little differences between those categories, but the bottom two categories, those are the categories where the gzera is of a gzera shechikas ha'amanim. So one always has to know. We can't just automatically assume we can or cannot take medicine. You shouldn't be more mekel than we need to. We shouldn't be more machmer than we need to. So one has to know exactly the categories of cholim in terms of hilchas Shabbos. Good. We continue now. Sha'ol she'ela zu le'ela m'Rabbi Tanchum d'minavi. There was a question that was asked from Rabbi Tanchum. Ma hu l'chabo spotzina denura mikame be'isha b'shabsa. Could a person put out a candle in front of a chola on Shabbos? Be'isha is a chola, a sick person. So he asked this question halachically. He was giving a shir in front of everybody, and he was answering, you're allowed to put out a candle for a tzorech chola. So pasach v'yamar. So, first he starts off with Agadata. He's going to get to the answer later on. So, with Agadata, why? The Vilna Gaon says, because you have to make sure people are interested and hear Hilchas Shabbos, especially Hilchas Choli, especially Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. The Gemara says elsewhere that for Pikuach Nefesh, the Rav has to make sure that people don't have to ask, and they already know the answer. The Mishnah Berurah screams about this. He says, every Rav in his town has to darshan and make sure people know that when it's a chol hashesh bo sakana, they don't come and ask. They just get on the phone. They get in the car. Chol hashesh bo sakana. Nothing to talk about. So this Rav wanted to make sure that everybody was listening, so he knew that if he tells a little story first, everybody's going to be into it and be focused. So he's going to start off with the Agadata, and then he'll get into the Halacha. So we have some Agadata today. Pasach v'yomar. Aunt Shlomo. So he's figuratively talking to Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam. Shlomo! So let's talk about something wise. An Chachmasach. Where is your wisdom? An Such Lasanusach. Also another word for wisdom. See on the side, the Targum for Uncle is Chachma Utavuna. Is Chachmasach V'Such Lasanu. Lo Dayecha, Shedvarecha Sosrin, Divrei David Avicha. It's not enough, Shlomo, that your words contradict words of your father, David. They even inter-contradict each other. Where did Shlomo contradict David, and where did Shlomo contradict himself? David avicha amar, lo hamesim yahaleluka. David said in Tehillim, right, we say in Hallel, lo hamesim yahaleluka, the dead cannot praise you. V'yat amrit, and you said in Koheles, v'shabeach ani es hamesim, shekvar mesu. The dead are amazing. David says, lo hamesim yahaleluka, and you say the dead are great. The Chazar Taviyamar, and then you said, Kila Kelev Chai, who told Minari Ames. And a live dog is better than a dead lion. So you switch. You said now alive is better than dead. So you self-contradicted yourself, and you're against David HaMelech. So tell me Pshat. And he continues and answers his own question. Shlomo HaMelech is not there to defend himself. This is all just to pique the curiosity of those who were in the Shir. Says the Rashi here says, he alludes, Rashi, Kila Kelav Chai, Klomar Gedolim Achayim Upikuach Nefesh. The Maariv Chayis picks up on this Rashi. Rashi is already alluding to that this Agadata is connected to the ultimate question that we're going to answer. He's going to talk about the Gavlus Achayim, and therefore, Pikuach Nefesh is Docha, therefore you can put out the candle for a Chola. So, but that's why there is a connection between all of this Agadata and what the original question was. So, Lokasha. He answers his own question. Had to come our David law mesim yahaleluka. That which David said, the dead cannot praise you. Hachi kamar. This is what David meant. La olam yasuk adam b'torah mitzvahs kodem shiyamos. Person should always be osek in Torah mitzvahs before they die. Shekivat shebeis batel min haTorah min haMitzvahs. Once a person dies, then he's batel from Torah and mitzvahs. Ve'ein laKadosh Baruch Hu shevach bo. Can't give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after a person passes on. Can't accomplish mitzvahs. V'ha'ayinu the Rabbi Yochanan, and that's what it means. Lo ha'mesim ha'aluka. Mesim cannot praise you. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Ma'i dechsev ba'mesim chafshi. With mesim there is freedom. It's freedom from mitzvahs. Kivat she'mes adam, na'asa chafshi min ha'torah and min ha'mitzvahs. Once a person is free, once a person is dead, so then they're chafshi, they don't do any mitzvahs. That is part one. What David HaMelech meant by b'mesim chafshi. If you look in Ksubis on Daf Kuf Gimel, an unusual Gemara, the Gemara talks about the death of Rebbe there. If you remember on top, right, the Rebbe's maidservant is on top. He's struggling. That's one of the sources, whether you're allowed to daven, that a person should pass on, in extreme pain. But the Gemara talks about the instructions that Rebbe gave to his children before he died. Ner yehe dalot bimkomo, shulchan yehe arach bimkomo, mita te mutas bimkomo, light a candle, set the bed, v'chulu. My taima, says the Gemara, kol beishimshi havi asi lebeise. Every Friday afternoon, Rebbe, after he died, Rebbe used to come back to his house. That's what it says. Havi beishimshi, it talks about a certain time that he was noticed, but the Gilin HaShas there says, he quotes, v'haya nire bebigde chamudos she'alavush She'alovish b'Shabbos upoter as harabim b'kiddush hayom. It's quoting the Sefer Chasidim. He used to make kiddush for his family after he passed on. This is Rebbe, not a normal case. V'lokishar meisim shem chafshi min hamitzvos ki tzadikim chayim upotrim b'kiddush. So that's Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. Generally, though, meisim are chafshi min hamitzvos. A huge halachic topic, which is a again, they're also depending on Minhagim, is the issue of, we mentioned this in the past, burial in a talis, in tzitzis, in terms of the discussion, mason after chavshim and mitzvahs. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Yoredeya, in Shin Nun Aleph, all the way at the end of Yoredeya, but it's based on the Rishonim. The Rishonim, the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, quotes the Re Malki Tzedek, Rav Yitzchak Malki Tzedek, the Kishenosan as a Mace Lakavro, Matilan Tchelis Lasadino, Ukshakovan as a Bekivro, no Tilanoso. We should decide by Mason Chavshi. We should take off the tzitzis because of this Gemara. Because you don't do mitzvahs after a person dies. Give me some Mace, Adan Asa Chavshim and a mitzvahs. And then the Ramban is not into it. Vakama Dechika Zosa Svara. If you wrap the person in a talus before you bury them, what, you get Dafka, put it on and then take it off? Vojde La Godola Mason Uganailohem. So I don't think this is correct. The Gemara's that talk about, the Gemara in Brachis, about, we're being, loyal Larash, we're wearing tzitzis, that's why you have to put your tzitzis back in. That doesn't show that they're not wearing, that just shows they're not being mekayim the mitzvah. Not that the dafka don't have it on. Shafal pikin, kivan she'ilu oskim the mitzvah, zeilu pturin, ika mishim loyal Larash. And he quotes the Chachmei Tzarfatim that you should put on. This is a major machlokas, we've shown him already. Whether one should be buried in a kosher talis or not. The Ramban is on the tzad of burying in a kosher talis. But there are various menhagim otherwise. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, this is a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Nun Aleph, in Hilchos Avelis, Din Kilayim Betzitzis Lameis. It's just two seifim. Ein Kovernes Ameis Ela Betalis Sheish Bo Tzitzis. Shulchan Aruch passing like the Ramban. Right, you bury him in a kosher talis. Ramah, v'yesh omrim de tzarech tzitzis, v'nagu l'kavra b'tzitzis, ach she poslin t'chila ha-tzitzis, o korchen echem min ha-knafos. Right, we either passel it or we tie up one of the edges. That is the minog, says the Ramah, of many chevra kadishas. That is the Ramah. So again, some achronim were very charif. They said that, no, the Ramban is right, the Shulchan Aruch is right. The Vilna Gaon commanded his Talmidim, bury me in tzitzis. The Yisod HaShoresh Ravoda told his Talmud, the Chamudi Daniel, bury me in tzitzis. And we mentioned before, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes both of these gedolim and said, Shemayim had it, that it didn't work out. By the Bal Yisod HaShoresh Ravoda, as they were lowering him into the kever, the tzitzis got caught on a branch and it ripped. And the Gra, the Talmud, went at the time that of his burial, he had to go to the bathroom for a minute. So he went to the bathroom, he came back, and he was already buried with the, and they already passed the tzitzis. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that, min ha-shamayim, it was, nivrar, v'shamati bebirur, right, on two, gedolei ador, that they did this, and, simim min ha-shamayim, shezeh os min ha-shamayim lebeli l'shanos. Don't change the minhagim. And the Geshur HaChaim also quotes that there was somebody who came from Chutz La'aretz and he has a minhag to be very insistent and a minhag of Yisrael is not to, and he was very upset. The Geshur HaChaim says, and especially in this area of halacha, minhag is tremendously strong. And you go by whatever the minhag is, even if it might say in Shulchan Aruch otherwise. Here you have a Ramah. Anyway, but even if one wants is a Shulchan Aruch, man, you go by the Minhag. But anyway, that relates to B'meisim Chafshi. We continue. So that's what the pasuk means relating to David. But to come by Shlomo v'shabeach ani as a meisim shekvar meisu. What about Shlomo HaMelech's pasuk in Koheles that the dead are great? So what does that mean? A couple of approaches. Shekashachatu Yisrael b'midbar. Women of Israel sinned. Amad Moshe levin Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'yamar. Kama tfilos v'sachanunim lefanav lo nene. Moshe davened and he was not answered. Ukesha amar zachar by the egel. Ksha amar zachar la Avraham li Yisrael li Yisrael avadecha. He quotes the avos who are already dead. Miyanene. V'lo yafe amar Shlomo. V'shabeach ani zameisim shekavar meisu. That's what Koheles, that's what Shlomo is referring to. This tefillah that the zchus avos were greater than the zchus of those who were still alive. Zchus avos bide at zchus of Moshe. Number one. Number two, davar acher. Minhago shalolam. Sar basar vadam. Gozer gzeira. Safik mekaymen osa. Safik ein mekaymen osa. Somebody makes a rule. It's a safik whether it's going to be listened to or not. V'yimtim salomar mekaymen osa. Bechayav mekaymen osa. B'mosei mekaymen osa. And even if it's mekuyam, they might only follow it in his lifetime. But after he passes on, they wouldn't follow it. The Ilu Moshe Rabbeinu, Gazar Kama Gzeros, V'tikin Kama Takanos. Moshe Rabbeinu made many laws, V'kayamos Ein La'olam L'ol Me'olamim, and they're forever. V'lo Yafel Amar Shlomo, V'shabeach Ani Yisam Eisam V'chulu. So Shlomo said, I can make all the laws I want. They're not going to be forever. Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had a different status. What types of laws did Moshe make? So the Rishonim here quote different ones. Interestingly, Rashi here quotes, the Gemara in the end of Masechet Megillah. Sholem v'darshin v'yonu shalyom. That's the one takana that Rashi quotes. That's Mefurish. There are other takanas, right? The Gemara in the end of Perek Meruba talks about Moshe Rabbeinu create a Kriyas HaTorah every 3 days, right? 3 days lo matsumayim emayim el Torah. That was a takanas Moshe. The Rabbeinu Nisim going on the bottom here quotes a couple of others. Moshe was gozer on the Nesinim, and Moshe was misaki in the first bracha of benching. That was part of the Din Daraisa, but he quotes a couple of others, the Mishmaros of the Kohanim. Interesting, Rashi only quotes that one. Rashi quotes the one at the end of Masechet Megillah, but there are others. Rav Soloveitchik has a whole yard site here called Takanas Moshe, where he talks all about the status of Moshe Rabbeinu in the world of Halacha, and Moshe Rabbeinu, interesting, the Gemara in the first paragraph of Masechet Sanhedrin. There are some Gemaras that say Moshe Rabbeinu was B'makam Shivim Ve'echad Kai. He was instead of the Bezin of 71. The language of the Gemara there. But then, what's the first Mishnah, Daf Beis? What's the source for the Bezin being 71? You have the 70 Zakedim plus Moshe. So Moshe's 1. So Rav Soloveitchik said, is Moshe 1 or is Moshe 71? With many of other questions. So he discusses how Moshe Rabbeinu had different statuses. Just like you have different types of witnesses, you have different types of functions of Bezdin, you have different types of statuses of Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe Rabbeinu is just there, his presence is there because you need a certain number of Jews to witness something, to take part in something, then Moshe Rabbeinu is no greater than anybody else. For example, the Sanhedrin has to be the ones that add on to the Azaras and add on to Yerushalayim. Why? Because you need 71 people to figure it out? No. That is, you need the presence of the Bezna Godel there. So if it's about the presence of 71 Jews, Moshe's one Jew. But if it's about figuring something out, to be Mavara or something, then you can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Emes v'saraso Emes. He is 71. Right? You can't argue. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he makes laws, depending which element of Moshe Rabbeinu is acting at that time, but Moshe Emes v'saraso Emes. That's why the story in the Seder Hadoros, one of the Achronim that wrote up all of the whole encyclopedia of the Rishonim and the Achronim, so that genre of a sefer, he has in there, like the many briskers have sometimes, that, oh, this machlokas Moshe and Aaron was really machlokas about Yehi Shalom Midas. Right? And this machlokas about this, right? That type of, so he has a machlokas between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu Tam. Of course, there's a machlokas about tefillin. You have to tie your tefillin every day. We don't have to tie our tefillin every day. The knots on our tefillin stay forever. The knot in the back of our shalrosh and on the side of the shalyad, we don't tie our tefillin every day. We wrap it on our hands. But the kshiras stay forever. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. I forgot who says which. But Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam. Machlokas. So I think Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Rabbeinu Tam says you don't have to tie it every day. That's what we pass in. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says you do. I'm pretty sure it goes that way. But anyways, this sefer quotes that Rabbeinu Tam had an argument with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and says, no, this is Rabbeinu Tam says, Moshe, you're wrong. This whole discussion. And when this author went to Reb Chaim Brisker to get a haskama for the Sefer, Reb Chaim said, I'll give you a haskama, but this page is up Epikarsus. He says, you got to take out the, you can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not Epikarsus. You got to take out the page. So the way the story goes is that, okay, he was going to take out, he wanted Reb Chaim's haskama. So he went back to the publisher. When he got back, he was traveling around. He got back. By the time he got back, it was ready at the publisher. It was ready. He couldn't prevent it. So instead, he put the haskama of Reb Chaim. And in the bottom of the haskama, he writes, and by the way, Reb Chaim thinks page 42 is Epikarsus. Just that everybody knows. So he put it in, but it's there. Seder HaDoros has the story. Okay, either way, that's the Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. So Shlomo HaMelech says Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest. Continuing, Davar Acher, second wide line, this is the third shot of what does it mean, Shabeach Ani Esa Meisa Mechulu. Kid Rav Yehuda Marav, Dam Rav Yehuda Marav, Mai Dechsev, Asei Mi Os Letova, Davar HaMelech asks Hashem, do make me for me a sign, the Yiro Sonai V'Evoshu, and my enemies will see, and they'll be embarrassed. Amar Davar Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Machol Yaloso Avon, please give me Mechila for the sin of Batsheva, and the entire Shmuel Bet was punishment. All the stories there. But David's asking Hashem, please, Omer lo machalacha. Hashem says, fine, machal to you. Omer lo asei mi os b'chayai. Have a sign. Can you please give me a sign in my lifetime? Omer lo b'chayecha eini modia. I will not give you a sign in your lifetime, but chayi Shlomo b'chayi eini modia. I'll give you a sign in the days of Shlomo, and by the way, David, it'll be for your benefit. The Ion Yaakov says it was a sign connected to the Beis HaMikdash, so that nobody thinks that the reason David couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash was because of his chait. Hashem Dafka made a sign through the Beis HaMikdash to help prove that David HaMelech is innocent, or at least has done tshuva. Kishabana Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash begish the hachnis aron the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he finally finished the Beis HaMikdash, he wanted to bring the aron in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Dov kusharim bazeh bazeh. The gates did not open. They didn't open. Omer Shlomo Esrim ba'arba renanos v'lo nana. Shlomo Melech Davin 24 tefilos. 24 tefilos that Rashi quotes, either it's 24 tefillos that are written in the tefillah of Shlomo in Sefer Malachim. Some say it's the 24 tefillos of Maseches Tainus. Either way, below Nana, it didn't work. Pasach v'yamar, Se'ush Armash, he started quoting David HaMelech, his father. Se'ush Armash, Echelm, gates, lift up your heads. V'nasu b'scha yolam, Yavah Melech HaKavod. Let the king come in. Ra tu basre lemivle. The gates started chasing Shlomo to swallow him up, because they thought he was referring to himself, the Melech HaKavod. Amru, they said, mi uzer Melech HaKavod? Who are you referring to? Amar Luna, he said, Hashem is a gibor. No, it's Hashem. But he still didn't open. Chazav yamar susha v'sheichem usu upis chayolam yavam Melech HaKavod. Mi uzer Melech HaKavod? Hashem tzvakosu Melech HaKavod sela v'lo nene. It still didn't open. Kivan she'amar, finally Shlomo said, Hashem Elokim al tashei p'nei m'shichecha zichro lechazdei David avdecha miyad nene. B'schus David HaMelech, the gates opened, and at that moment, Bo'os Hashah, Nefchu, Penei, Kolsonei David, Kishuli Akdera, all the enemies of David's, their faces turned black, V'yedu Kola'am, V'cho Yisrael, Shamach Lachadosh Baruch Hu Loso Avon. Right, that they realized the Mechila that Hashem had given to David. V'lo Yafar HaMashlomo! And that's what's referred to by V'shabeach Ani Asameshim Shekvar Meisu, that David, who has already passed on, is greater than the ones who are still alive. Good. V'haydan, so we have four pshatim, I think. Three or four pshatim. V'haydan tafsir, b'yom ha-shmini. This also relates to the pasuk on the eighth day. Sholach ha-sa'am v'yivarchu es ha-melech v'yelchu lo'ahaleim smechim v'tovei lev. Everybody went after the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash. They went home happy and full of good heart. Al kol ha-tov asher asa Hashem l'david avdo u'li Yisrael amo. So we're going to darshan every phrase from this pasuk. V'yelchu lo'ahaleim, they went home, shem asun ha-shosei batara. They went home and they found all of their wives were betara, they could be with their wives. Smechim, shenenu mizev hashchina, that's ultimate simcha, being with Hashem. V'tovei lev, shenis abru nishoseyen, shal kol echad ve'echad. Every Jewish wife got pregnant that night. V'yol dezachar, they all had boys. Al kol atova, shir asa Hashem l'david avdo, shemachal alo so'avon. Right, what do you mean, David? Mechila, that's this story. Uli Yisrael amo, da'achel hu avon di yom ha-kipurim. And they were mochel them for eating on Yom Kippur. That year, the Jews ate on Yom Kippur, right? Because the party for the Beis HaMikdash was through Yom Kippur and going into Sukkos. So that, they ate on Yom Kippur, so they knew that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't mind that they were doing that. Utakamash, so that is all part two. Remember, this is all the drasha that the rabbi is giving. So you already explained the first pasuk of David HaMelech says, Lo HaMeisim Haleluka. Now we just explained the second pasuk, how the dead is greater than the ones who are alive. Now part three. Utakamash Shlomo. Kilakel of Chai, who told me Ari Ameis. What does he mean by a live dog is greater than a dead lion? Kid Rav Yehuda Marav. Another story about David. Hashem, please let me know my end and the length of my days. So what did David say? That's the quote. Amar David v'nekadosh baruch hu. Ribono shel olam, hodieni Hashem kitzai. Can you please tell me the future? Tell me what this future has in store for me. Amar lo Hashem says, sorry. Gzeiri himil fanai, shein modiin kitzo shel basav adam. Nobody can know their future. Can't tell you. Umidas yamai mahi. At least tell me how long I will have to live. Gzeiri himil fanai, shein modiin midas yamai shel adam. Sorry. Can't tell you that either. The Eda Machadelani. At least tell me when I will stop. Meaning, what day of the week am I going to die? Asked David. Amar lo. Okay, that I can tell you. B'Shabbos Tammuz. Shabbos Tammuz. Why? Ben Yoyada, if we have time, we'll mention it later. Ben Yoyada talks about Daf Gansha. He wants to know what day because he works at the Alumdus. He doesn't want people to think that he died earlier than his time. If he dies on a certain day when he is constantly learning every second, and then he dies anyway, people will realize that it's only because he had to die bismano. But if it's Shabbos, that's why he's upset that it's Shabbos in a minute, then he's going to have to take off time to eat the sudos, because it's a mitzvah to eat. So therefore, he said, that's why he didn't want to die on Shabbos. He works at a whole Lundus. Exactly why David wanted to know what day of the week. So I'm up Shabbos, Thomas. So I'm up Shabbos. Can you make it Sunday, please? Can you please make it Sunday? Why? David says, I don't want to be matriach, everybody, to not be able to be osik in the Leviah properly, and with that spade them. So Amar lo, Hashem says, no, for Igvia Malchus Shlomo Bincha, Vein Malchus Nogas Bechaverta, Afilu Kamali Nima. Sorry, no, it's the exact moment. Shlomo has to take over. Every leader, the second that he's supposed to become a leader, he becomes a leader. Not 1 second less or more. So you can't go on Sunday. So David's like, okay, almost the Erev Shabbos. Make it a day earlier. Give Shlomo a day, Mochel. Almost the Erev Shabbos. Amar lo Hashem says no. Ki tov yom b'chatzeirecha me'elef. Pasuk says, one day of yours is greater than 1,000. What does that mean? Tov li yom echad shata yoshev osik batorah. Greater is the one day that you're osik in Torah me'elef olosh asir shlomo b'chal ha'akor l'fanakah b'hamizbeach. One day of your Torah is greater than 1,000 karbanos that your son's going to bring. So David, I'm not taking you away one day earlier. I enjoy it too much. So, call yom. So what happens? Call yom at the Shabbos. So every Shabbos, some say that it was like only in the 70th year, right? Not every day of his life, because he knew he was going to live at least till 70. Call yom at the Shabbos. I have a yosef a garis kula yoma. He learned the entire second every Shabbos, because the Gemara says elsewhere that Torah is the defense, is megan. So every day, hahu yom at the boy lemenach lafshi, on that day that he was going to die, which might have been Shabbos Shavuos, because we know David died on Shavuos also. So Shabbos Shavuos, come Malach HaMavis Kameh. The Malach HaMavis came, below Yachalei, and he couldn't do anything. So Avi Pasik Pume Mib Girsa, he didn't stop learning even for a second. So Omer Mayavid Lei, what should I do? Ah, I have a plan. Havi Lei Bustina Achore Beise. There was an orchard in the back of the house. Ah, the Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis went Salikub Bakish Bi Ilane. He went up and he started shaking the trees. Nothik Lamechze. He went. David went to see what was going on. Obviously, he was distracted. Some say, David was distracted by a little shaking of the leaves. Maybe he thought somebody was being Mechal Shabbos and he had to be Mochiach them. That's what some of the Farshim say. So, Avi Solik Bidarga, so he went up on a ladder to see what was going on. If Chazdarga Mitute, the ladder, the rung broke. Ishtik, he stopped learning for a second. Venoch Nafshe. And the Malach HaMavis was able to get him. Interesting. So, going up the ladder, he was still learning. Or he wasn't susceptible yet. But only once the ladder broke and then he stopped learning, so then he got him. So Shalach, so David HaMelech there has just been Nifter. Shalach Shlomo the Beis Medrash. Shlomo says a Shaila to the Beis Medrash. Abba Meis Umuta Bachama. My father is lying here in the sun. And, by the way, I have another Shaila. Klavim Shal Beis Abba Re'evim. Ma'ese. What should I feed my dogs on Shabbos? Very unusual. But those are the two. Shalach HaMelech was in the middle of whatever he was in the middle of, and he had to ask these two Shilas. So Shalach Lei, they sent back to him. Interestingly, they answer the second question first. Chatoch Nevedo Adach Ve'Eklavim, give them some meat, meaning it's not muksa. Cut up some meat and give your dogs meat, no problem. And what about your father? What was his Shila? A mace is muksa. That's a Shila. What am I allowed to do with David? Right now, mace is muksa. It's muksa machmas gufo. There's no greater gufo and muksa machmas gufo than a dead body. So, Viavicha, Hanach alav kikar otinok, umitiltalo, put on top of the mace a cookie or a baby, umitaltel, meaning something that's not muksa, and move it. Right? This is the only type of muksa that we have this allowance. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that generally, if something's muksa, something's muksa. You can't put a non-muksa item on top of the muksa item, and then, okay, now I can move the muksa item. Doesn't work. Even a busis, a tray, which is a busis l'davar haser, you can't add something and then move it. If, when Shabbos started, it was a busis l'davar haser, u l'davar hamutter, then it's okay. That's why the candles in the sukkah, people put the something else on the tray, a gold watch, in order to bring it in. But you can't like, okay, I want to move the candles in, I'm going to put something on, I'll put a candle on the candles and then move it in now. No, it's already a busis l'davar haser once Shabbos started. But by a mace, we have a special heter. Put something non-muksa on top of the mace, and then one can be metal to the mace. That's the heter of kikar u'tinok, quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
All the
halachas
of muksa
were already
applicable.
All the halachas, well, at least certain muksa machmas gufa obviously was applicable then. You're right. All the halachas, some halachas of muksa were not. We'll see later on. Like klisha madal iser was definitely later on. That's the gzeir of tilto kalin later on. But yeah, at this point, Shlomo Melech, there were some levels of muksa. Velo yafar my Shlomo, and that's what Shlomo means. This is the Rav finishing the drasha. Kila kelav chai utob min ariyah mace. You see a live dog, you cut up meat for. But the David HaMelech, the Ariya Mace, you can't do anything unless you put a kikar or tinok on him. Good. And by the way, let me get back to your question now. And the question that you had asked about putting out a candle in front of someone who was sick, ner kru yaner, finish basa shaladim kru yaner. A candle is a candle, and a person is called a candle. Mutav shetachabe ner shal basar adam. Better to put out the candle that a person lit, mipnei neru shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to save the candle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lit. And therefore, it is mutav to put out the candle. Rashi quotes that this isn't the real source of the heter of pikuach nefesh, chol Shabbos, right? We have that Gemara in Yuma. But this was a drasha he was giving, and therefore he quoted this, Svara, even though this isn't the Me'ikar Adin. Okay. Once we're talking about that was all about Shlomo contradicting his father, contradicting himself. But once we're on that topic, we talk about related issues. Amar viu debrei derev Shmuel bar Shelas, mishmei derav, bikshu chachamim ligno sefer koheles, bebrei shedvarav sosrin zezeh. They wanted to be gone sefer koheles. They didn't want to put koheles into the Tanakh. But, umebrei ma lo ganzua, why didn't they? Bebrei shetchiloso divrei Torah, vesofa divrei Torah. Because the beginning and the end have divrei Torah, have important messages. And Mistaba then, Rashi says, the middle also has. Tchilaso divrei Torah dichsiv, ma yisrael la'adam, b'chol amalo, sheyamol ta'achad ha-shemesh. What profit is there for a person who toils under the sun? The Ami divrei Rabbi Yonai, ta'achad ha-shem ushu de'emlo. When we toil with something under the sun, when we toil with something that was created after the sun, that's when we might say, oh, what's it worth? Kodem ha-shemesh yisrael. But when we toil with something that was created before the sun, like Torah, like the Gemara says in Psachim, Torah was created before the world was created, so then there is tremendous yitaron. So that's the beginning. Sof odivrei Torah, dichsiv, sof davar kol nishma, esa elokim, yirev es mesasav shemar, kizek kol adam, yirah shemayim, is the end of Koheles. My kizek kol adam, this is all man. Amar Abelazar, kol olam kulo lo nivra elo bishvilze. This is one version. The whole world was created just for to have one person who's a Yerei Shamayim. Rabbi Abba Barkana Omar Shakul Zeh Keneged Kolam Kulo. This Yerei Shamayim is equal to the rest of the world. Shimon ben Azai Omer, V'yami La Shimon ben Zoma Omer, Lo Nivra Kol Olam Kulo Elo Litzavuz Lazeh. The world was created to accompany and befriend this Yerei Shamayim. Okay, three different versions. So that's where we see at the beginning of the end has Divrei Torah. Umay Dvar of Sosun Zeh. Where do you see Stiras in Koheles? Ksiv tov kaas mischok. Kaas is better than schok, than levity. Viksiv laschok amarti maholo. Levity is great. Ksiv ishibachti aniyasa simcha. Simcha is great. Viksiv vlasimcha mazeose. What good is simcha? Right, so stiras. So lo kasha tov kaas mischok. No kasha. What is it? Kaas is greater than schok. Tov kaas shekoes hakadosh baruch hu ala tzadikim ba'olam hazeh mischok shemesachach hakadosh baruch hu b'sham ba'olam hazeh. Greater is the kaas on the tzadikim in olam hazeh. The tzadik v'ralo greater than the rasha v'tovlo. Right, the kaas is going to be better for the tzadik in the long run. V'leschok amarti maholo. That's the opposite. Sheschok shemesachach hakadosh baruch hu b'sham tzadikim olam haba. That's the schok that Hashem has with the tzadikim in olam haba. Mishibachti, and he says simcha, and simcha is great. What simcha is great? Simcha shel mitzvah. Simcha being involved in a mitzvah in the state that one is in. Ula simcha maze oseh. Says simcha sheinu shel mitzvah. What good is simcha? That's any other types of simcha. If I get full simcha with something that's totally disconnected from God, that's the problem. Lo lamedcha, to teach me, and this teaches me, she'en shechina shoreh, lo mitoch atzvus, lo mitoch atzvus. Right, if it's atzvus, there's no simcha. Right, that's why the Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu didn't have shechina, Hashem the shechina, all the years until he found out that Yosef was alive. Why? Because it was atzvus. Atzvus, many svarim talk about how atzvus is a yetzahara. Sometimes we have to get over it. Even do as Hashem b'simcha, it's an avoda. V'lo mitoch atzlus, or laziness. V'lo mitoch schok, or improper levity. V'lo mitoch kalos rosh, v'lo mitoch sicha, or simcha. V'lo mitoch dvar betelem, v'lo mitoch dvar simcha shal mitzvah, sh'ne'emar. As the Pasuk says, v'ata k'chu li minagein. Elisha says, get me a minagein, v'haye k'nagein, a minagein, v'tahi alav yad Hashem. Simcha brings Ashra'as Hashchina. Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'chein l'dvar halacha. The same thing, if one wants to have clarity in terms of a dvar halacha, he starts off halacha k'shir, he starts off with something lighter. Something put the people in the shir in a good mood. Amar Rabbi v'chein l'chalom tov, also to have a good dream. If somebody goes to bed when they're baka'as and they're in a difficult state, so then, you know, that's what they're going to dream about. You want a good dream? Be in a good mood before you go to sleep. We had this back in Brachas. Ain't is that really true that a Rebbe, right, for a Dvar Halacha, has to be, you know, laid back and besimcha? Anybody who's sitting in front of his Rebbe, the Ain Sif Sosav Notfos Mar, and his lips aren't dripping with bitterness, meaning he's not scared out of his wits. Yiras mora tichvena, it should be burned. Shnemar sif sosav shoshanim no tvos mar over. Al tikri mar over, ela mar over, bitterness. Al tikri shoshanim, ela sheshonim, that are learning. So you see, you have to be scared of your Rebbe. So lokasha, two answers. Either habar abba habba talmid, the Rebbe could be a little laid back in the Talmid, don't have to be scared. Vivayseima hava habar abba, or it's both a Rebbe. Velokasha, ha mikame deliftach halabasa de pasach. When he starts to shear, Say something besimcha to open up the hearts of the Talmidim, and then get into it. Ki hada Rabba, just like Rabba did mikami the pasach lu rabbanan. When he started the shir, he said something lighter. Ubadchi rabbanan, the rabbanan enjoyed it. Lasof yasev beimsa, and then they sat with trepidation. Upasach b'shmaisa, and he started the shir. Good, this is all. Koheles had some inner contradictions, and they were answered. V'yapsever mishle bikshu lignos, shir dvarav sosin zezeh. Mishle as well. Umibneima lo ganzuha. Why didn't they go in a mishle? They also had problems with mishle. Amri, they said, sefer koheles. Lav aininan v'ashkachina taima. Hey, koheles, we also had problems, and we figured it out. So chanami l'aininan. So it must be that the mishle, if we analyze it enough, we'll be able to figure it out. What was an example of the problems with Mishle? Ksiv altan ksil ki'ivalto. Don't answer a fool according to his foolishness. V'ksiv anik ksil ki'ivalto. Answer him. So you're supposed to answer the fool or not? So lokasha, habi divrei Torah b'mila da'alma. In Torah, answer him. If it's mila da'alma, other things, they're just talking foolishness, just ignore him. Ki ha da'hu das l'kami d'Rebbe, like somebody came in front of Rebbe, amar le, ishtecha ishti ubanecha banai. He told Rebbe, you and your family are mamzerim. Your wife, your mother, right, or mezaneh. Amar le, resorcha, so Rebbe ignores him. Resorcha shishta koshal yayin, you want a drink? Shasa upaka, he took a drink and he blew up. Okay, you don't start up with Rebbe. Or, who das lakamid Rebbe Chia? Amar le, imcha ishti v'yata banai. Amar le, resorcha shishta koshal yayin, you want a drink? Shasa upaka. Right, that's what Rebbe and Rebbe Chia have special connections. Am Rebbe Chia, ahani le tzluse le Rebbe, dol v'shav yibani mamzeire. Rebbe Chia says that the prayer for Rebbe, you know, helped out that nobody thought that his children were mamzeirim. De Rebbe ki avi matzli, when Rebbe used to daven Amar, he said, what we have in the beginning of davening, yirasam ofanecha Hashem alokeinu, shetatzileinu hayom me'aze panim, o me'azes panim, those who are brazen, save me from those. Because azes panim is a simon of mamzeiris. Gemara says elsewhere. Interesting, though, I saw something I want to talk about. How much are you allowed to assume this way? There is a Reb Tzadok. Tzadok had a case that there was a suffix mamzer in his town. And the shaila was, well, the suffix mamzer, he acts with azpanim. So is that enough of a rai? Usually passing suffix mamzer is mutter. But if this is azpanim, does that prove anything? Right, so we assume suffix is a suffix unless you know otherwise. Reb Moshe, we mentioned this shuv in the past. Reb Moshe, in two places, the place I quoted from today, is Reb Moshe in Chelek Dalid of Yeridaya, Simin Yutes, Simin Yudzayin, I think, Simin Yudzayin, Os Yutes, Dalud Yudzayin Yutes. Ramosha has a case about a Ben Nida. Somebody's going out with a Ben Nida. Is there a problem with a Ben Nida? Because the Gemara talks about there is certain, one of the Midos Ra'os and Azus Panim come out from a Ben Nida, says Rav Moshe. Well, it's just a shiloh of, you didn't know if the mother went to the mikvah, the mother wasn't from, originally when this kid was born, says Rav Moshe, Kedaka Bakodesh. If you know this person has tremendous midos, harai that they're not a Ben Nida. Harai, the mother must have gone to the ocean that day, the mother must have done something. That's Rav Moshe's beautiful chiddush, that in this case, you could assume that, imkein yesh lanu simin, she'elu banim ubanash, she'em bali midas tovos, ve'en lehem azas, harai einam b'nei ubanos nida. You know that. And that's simanim, kibin shalak. And anyway, because there's no isser, it's only milo ba'alma, don't worry about it, and feel free to get married. One other, the Gemara continues, but Divrei Torah Mahi, so we ignore him in Divrei Torah, as we just said. Where do you see in Divrei Torah talk? Dimki had the Yasser Rebbe Gamliel v'kadosh, Rebbe Gamliel was darshaning us, see the Isha Satelit b'chol yom. In the future, when Mashiach comes, women are going to have babies every day. Shenamar harav yoledes yachtav. Ligle gamavozo talmud, amar inka chadashach l'shemesh. That's impossible. Who can have babies every day? I'll show you. Nafak achvile tarnagolas. He went out to show him a chicken. Look, a chicken lays eggs every day. So too, a woman can have a baby every day. Trees will produce fruit every day. Leaves can come out every day, so too fruit. I don't know if it's the same Talmud. He scoffed. I'll show you an example. That slav produces every day, right? Slav chad, slav. V'su yasev Rebbe Gamliel le'aswan v'kadarish asida Eretz Yisrael shetosi gluskos v'klei milas. Eretz Yisrael are going to produce final product, cookies and cakes. It's going to grow on trees. Shenemar yipisas bar ba'aretz. Bar is like ready made food. Ligilav also talmid v'amar again called the shach l'shemesh. Where do you ever have something ready made? Amar lei bovarachad dukmasan balamaseh nafik achvi lekimenu pitrios. He showed him mushrooms and growths, via clay milas, and for clothing, clay milas, navra bar kora. He showed him a type of covering for the palm tree, Rashi explains. It was like clothing that was growing over a tree. So you see, there's clothing that could be begotten that grow. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Let's enjoy tomorrow, Hillel and Shammai, Torah on one foot, the Atarecha Kamocha similar, and all the related discussions of Hillel, and Ben Hashem will continue on Sunday with the Mishnah.